She stopped, hand resting against the trunk, trying to quell away her trembling. She took a deep breath and smelt water. She wasn't sure she'd ever noticed how it smelt before, but there it was, somehow fresh despite the accompanying sense of mud. Shuffling slowly, she moved towards it, feet inching until they felt a slight decline. She crouched down and moved on hands and knees until the dirt turned soft and damp and then became mud and then water. She drank without worrying about the taste, before stopping and listening again, unsure how loud she had been. There didn't seem to be any sounds out of the ordinary. The mud had enveloped her right hand, and she winced at the loud sucking, squelching noise it made as she pulled it free. She reached forwards to wash it off in the stream, but hesitated. Her eyes were getting better, but even with the snatches of moonlight from the gaps in the canopy, her muddied hand vanished into darkness. There was no point in being too meticulous. It was an imperfect disguise at best, but she was careful as she covered every inch of herself in mud. It was cold and uncomfortable, and the taste seemed to infiltrate even her tightly shut mouth. Once she was done, walking felt strange and almost indecent, like she should shower before going any further. She looked down at her hands. She could see movement, but not much else. She was as dark as the night around her. And so, still slow and deliberate, she moved on through the trees. She could feel the mud drying on her skin, the warm air turning it hard and brittle. This cover had a time limit. She wasn't 100% sure what direction she should be heading in, but she knew where the town was and she knew she had to head away from it. She kept listening for gunshots or shouts, scanning for beams of torchlight or the gleam of some stray moonlight reflecting off the barrel of a gun. But the night and the trees remained undisturbed. She kept moving. When she saw the car, she ducked behind the nearest tree before she had quite registered what she was looking at. There had been no attempt to hide it, but in this kind of thick darkness, it was almost unnecessary. She was less than 2 meters away when she noticed it. Her eyes went immediately to the windscreen, looking for the shapes of people inside, but it seemed empty and familiar. A horrible swooping feeling in her stomach came with the recognition. Simon's station wagon, abandoned in the trees. She gave herself a few more minutes until she was convinced there was no one here. Then she made her move, circling around and approaching the rear of the car. In a tiny snatch of starlight that pushed through the leaves and the branches above, she saw something thick and glistening on the ground. Her heart like a drum, she knelt and reached out a hand. Blood had soaked the dirt all around the car. Something in her chest contracted. Her own words then, clear in her ears, certain and assured and hateful, one of the last things she'd said to Simon before he ran. "Are you always this melodramatic?" And then, echoing from years earlier, "But he's harmless. Ignore him and he'll get bored." Her fault, then and now. She punched the dirt. She allowed just a moment of shaking before she stood and headed for the driver's side door. She knew as soon as she reached for the handle that something was wrong, the instinct confirmed a second later by pain like nothing she'd ever felt before, a slicing, tearing, burning in her right leg that made her crumple and bite down on her wrist, drawing blood before she would let herself scream. She fell hard against the metal of the car.